From Wondery, I'm Rach Jackson, and this is Who's Amazing Start, a special mini episode of Who's Amazing Life. You've heard of people who changed the course of history, but this episode is about someone who's making history right now. Just like you, they're still getting their start in life. Their journey is just beginning. On this episode, you will be that person everyone knows. You might be a musician, or an athlete, a scientist, or a painter. There will be clues, so pay attention. And this is a mini episode, so it moves fast. Listen to the end to find out who you are. So sit back and imagine your amazing life as the Wildlife Warrior. Imagine. You're 5 years old, standing in the middle of a lush green jungle with your older sister. You brush back palm fronds and peek through the bushes. There, you spot a large snake curled up in the grass. The snake looks up and flicks its tongue out at you. You've been spotted. Your sister nudges you forward, and she points to the snake. Now, how do you pick up a snake? You think back on everything you've learned about snakes. Pick it up with two hands, one hand behind its head, and one hand holding the rest of its body. Never pick it up by its tail. That's right. Go ahead and try it. You gently pick up the snake and hold it firmly. A large smile breaks out over your face. Most kids would be afraid of this enormous snake, but you're not. You're a natural at handling it. Your sister gently pats the python on the head. This is a python. Even though it's not venomous, you should always be careful. Remember, treat animals the way you want to be treated. You gently set the snake back down. You wave goodbye, and the snake flicks its tongue out once more in response. The huge expanse of lush green jungle disappears as you and your sister turn around towards the door of the snake exhibit. You're not actually in a jungle. You're in a zoo. This may be just a regular zoo to everyone else, but it's actually your home. You and your family live in the zoo. It's pretty different from how other kids live, but you feel like the luckiest kid in the world. After all, how many other people get to see tigers roaming in their backyard? You notice a group of zoo-goers in front of the snake exhibit. A kid about your age is tapping on the glass. The snake hisses and recoils from the sound. You and your sister carefully step out of the exhibit, closing the door behind you, and walk over to the group of guests. Please don't tap the glass. It can be kind of scary for the snake. Sorry, I didn't know. That's okay. We just gotta treat animals the way we want to be treated. Your sister steps in and smiles. We teach about wildlife that can be found here at the zoo. We also rescue animals, help sick and injured ones, and protect endangered species.
Whoa, cool!
You turn to smile at your sister, proud to teach others about the wildlife you love. More than anything, you want to continue your family's work and make a positive change in the world by teaching others how to appreciate and protect wildlife. You work with all kinds of animals at the zoo, from koalas to eagles to rhinos and many more. But there's one animal you haven't gotten to work with, at least not yet. Even though this animal is much, much bigger than you, you've set your sights on working with the saltwater crocodiles. Your dad passed away when you were little, but he loved crocodiles. And now, they're your favorite animal too. It would mean a lot to you to take on the crocs because, just like your dad, you want to share with the world how amazing these creatures are. You've asked your mom a million times to let you feed the big saltwater crocodiles, but she always says no. You're still little, and the crocodiles can be pretty dangerous if you don't have proper training. Crocodiles are big, fast, and smart. But one day, when you ask the question, your mom surprises you. She agrees to let you feed the crocs for your 10th birthday. but only if you continue to train and show you're ready. And so, you work hard to prove to your mom that you can do it by training with a lot of smaller animals, including baby crocodiles. You're determined to prove to yourself and your mom that you're ready for this huge responsibility. You're standing in the crocodile habitat, or the crocozeum, as your mom calls it. The crocozeum is a big exhibit where the crocodiles can lay out in the dirt or swim around in a large pool of water, similar to their habitats in the wild. Today is your 10th birthday, which means it's the big day. You feel like a gladiator in a coliseum, watching as zoogoers fill up the stands. Your mom walks out with a big smile on her face and waves to the crowd. She adjusts her microphone.
Today, I have someone special helping me out with the crocs.
She gestures to you. You're excited, but also a little nervous. What if this doesn't go according to plan? If you're not ready, will it ruin your chance to fulfill your dreams? You notice the zoo director, Wes, standing a few feet away. He gives you a comforting smile and a pat on your shoulder.
I'll be right here with you every step of the way.
He stands behind you, ready to help. Then, the crowd quiets down, and your mom motions for you to start. You take a deep breath. You stomp the ground, and you lean down to splash the pond water. Your mom explains to the crowd what's happening.
The vibrations from stomping the ground and splashing the water tell the crocodile that you're there.
Then, you spot Monty, your favorite crocodile in the zoo, gliding through the water towards you. Wes hands you a large piece of bait to feed to the croc.
Just like we practice. Now slowly back up.
You take a few steps back, then you hold out the bait, and Monty crawls out of the water. He's even bigger up close, and the audience gasps. You toss the bait and watch as Monty snaps it up in his jaws. You breathe a sigh of relief as Monty retreats back into the water and the audience breaks out into applause. Your mom and sister join you, also cheering for you. Your mom gives you a big hug.
I'm so proud of you. How do you feel?
Best birthday ever. That was awesome.
Would you like to teach our audience more about crocodiles?
Your mom hands you the microphone. You look out at the crowd. A ton of kids are clapping and cheering, looking just as excited as you feel.
I'm so excited to share my love of crocodiles with you all and carry on my dad's legacy. Crocodiles are very smart and amazing creatures, and we should treat them with respect.
After the show ends, you still can't believe you finally got to work with the big crocs. After years of training, you feel very proud of yourself for completing this goal. And now, you know what your next goal is. You want to continue teaching others about how to care for wildlife, but not just at the zoo. You want to teach people all around the world. As you look for new ways to highlight the importance of conservation beyond the zoo, you become inspired by all the video footage of your dad, who used to document his work with wildlife. And so, you decide to take up photography. Maybe your photos will also inspire people around the world, just as your dad's documentaries used to. Your time as a photographer leads you to capturing the beauty of nature on camera. But when you're 16, something scary happens. Bushfires are causing destruction in your country. Your photography becomes more than just a hobby. You have a feeling it could help people everywhere understand why protecting nature and wildlife is more important now than ever before. You are on the edge of a forest with your camera in your hands, gazing out at the strange and scary scene before you. What would normally be a thriving ecosystem of animals and plant life is now full of scorched, decimated trees. The bushfires have impacted the wildlife in the surrounding areas, forcing a lot of animals to flee and be without a home. You lift your camera up to your eye, but then you spot smoke in the distance, billowing up into the sky. You realize the best way to capture the enormity of what's happening is from the air. You only have a few minutes of battery left in your drone, so you have to get this right pretty quickly. Making sure you're a safe distance away from any potential hazards and fire, you navigate your drone up into the air with your controller and watch it fly away. You can see from the controller screen what the drone sees, and you quickly snap a photo of the bright orange fires from above. Carefully, you fly the drone back and land it on the ground just in time. The battery blinks red before giving out. Your battery may have given up, but you're more motivated than ever. Your passion for teaching others about conservation and wildlife only continues to grow. Because of your experience working at the zoo, you and your family have been able to save and treat many animals affected by the fires. And thanks to your photography, you will be able to spread awareness about the fires on a global scale. As you take one last look at the forest for the day, you think about what's ahead. You're proud to continue pursuing your passion for conservation and wildlife, and the adventure has just begun. In 2019, during the terrible bushfires in Australia, your family rescues an estimated 90,000 animals. The photo you take with your drone wins you the Wildlife Photographer of the Year's People's Choice Award. Outside of photography, you campaign to overturn legislation that allows the harvesting of wild crocodile eggs. You are recognized in Time Magazine's 100 Next list as an influential voice in the field of conservation. And during the pandemic lockdown, your wildlife care skills are put to the test as you and your family manage the Australia Zoo completely alone for months on end. Today, you continue to use your voice to speak for all the animals who can't, spreading your knowledge and lessons all over the world.
I want to spread a message of hope, a message of conservation, to talk about big environmental issues. I want to use this platform to make a difference. And that was all my family instilling that into me. You're in the public eye. You can use that for good.
You are Robert Irwin. From Wondery, this is Who's Amazing Start. This episode contains reenactments and dramatized details. I'm your host, Rach Jackson. This episode was written by Marisol Diaz. This episode was sound designed by Jamie Cooper. Audio assistance by Sergio Enriquez. Our producers are Jennifer Klein and Olivia Richard. Our coordinating producer is Desi Blaylock, and Matt Gant is our managing producer. Tanja Thigpen is our senior managing producer. Jenny Bloom and Megan Vagala are our senior producers. Executive producers are Jenny Lauer-Beckman, Stephanie Jens, and Marshall Louis for Wondery.